Chapter 25. Hueg Shul, Nam Chorios.
In the most still pre-dawn hour, they landed the shuttle, shut it down, and, bundled as well as they could be against the chill, hiked the few remaining kilometers into Hueg Shul. From a hilltop a kilometer off, Luke studied the town through his macrobinoculars. He could make out the government center, mostly domes and other raised buildings, and the area near the spaceport where the Admirable Admiral was located. But many things had changed in the couple of days they had been away. Nighttime overhead lighting was out in several sections of town. Only when Luke switched the macrobinoculars over to starlight vision mode could he make out details. In the old-timer sections of town, there were men or women on the occasional street corner, dressed for the chill, standing stationary or pacing to keep warm. All were armed with blaster rifles. There were also sentries on street corners in the newcomers and latecomers portions of town, uniformed police. Everywhere there was to be seen the aftermath of force storm damage. There were smashed land speeders and speeder bikes here and there, one land speeder atop another in a ruined heap just in front of a garage, another speeder nose first halfway into a raised dome. One building in 10 showed damage characteristic of battering by flying junk. One in 20 had collapsed entirely. He handed the macro binoculars to Ben. They've been through a lot.
They have.
That was Vistara. She had her comlink in hand and an earpiece in place in her left ear, occasionally visible when she turned her head and her cloak hood gaped. Clearly, she was listening to broadcasts.
And we're being sought by the authorities.
That's crazy! Ben studied the damaged town. They're blaming us for the storms?
No, for the murder of Dr. Wei. We let a lot of people know that we were searching for him. Then we disappeared and someone else found his body out in the wilderness. The whole matter of trumped-up evidence suggesting he was engineering a new species of Drox seems to have been forgotten. Then there's the assault on Mayor Snaplance. He was stabbed at the site where he handed over the shuttle to us. Most people seem to think we did it, to steal his shuttle.
Luke glanced at her. Did he survive?
Yes, and he's out of the hospital now. But he doesn't remember the circumstances of his stabbing, or whether it happened before or after we left.
Luke grimaced. Force techniques may have been used to mess with his memory.
Probably.
Vistara hesitated before suggesting something Luke knew she would never have proposed a few weeks earlier.
Perhaps you should bring in some more of your people.
Luke and Ben exchanged a look. Luke was still behaving according to the dictates of his plea bargain, not issuing orders to the Jedi. Ben, under no such restrictions, had listened to his father and, before planetfall on Nam Chorios, sent off a holocom transmission with some suggestions. But none of that would lead to Jedi coming to this world to aid in a ground search.
The Jedi were needed elsewhere.
Luke merely shook his head. We're on our own. Ben raised the macro binoculars to his eyes again.
Besides, it's a planet with an itty-bitty population. Two Jedi and a Sith should be able to handle anything they throw at us.
Vistara snorted.
Not necessarily including Abeloth.
Luke pulled his cloak more tightly around him. Come on, let's go in.